This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been doing a series for a couple of years now called Adventures in Housing. And most of the time, they're stories about one person or one family finding a place to call home. Today, though, the story of one house instead of the people in it. This one's a little white farmhouse. It's got a big Gothic window sitting on a grassy lawn in Eldon, Iowa, made famous by the 1930 Grant Wood painting, American Gothic. You've seen it, I'm sure. The farmer holding a pitchfork, standing next to his daughter. It's been parodied on T-shirts and magazine covers, cereal boxes, and plenty more. Often overlooked, though, is the house itself.
My name is Carrie Nicely, and I am the administrator of the American Gothic House Center. The house was built between, I believe it was 1881-ish, by Charles Dibble and his wife. And it had two rooms on the main floor. It had two rooms upstairs. Then they lost the house because they didn't pay the property taxes. So move on to the next owner. About the 1930s, we're at the beginning of the Great Depression. Grant Wood was invited to an art, I'll say kind of an art expo, an art show, and came across this house. And it was kind of like Grant Wood said, stop, look at that little house with that big pretentious window. And he started formulating the idea for American Gothic right then and there. It just was part of that sketch that he created in front of what is known as the Dibble House. It was put on the National Register of Historic Places in 1974. But, I mean, it's just a house, you know, to people, you know, and they lived there and they moved in. There still was someone living in there up until 2014. It has a deep meaning to the community. Economically, it also is important because people come here just to see that house. It's a little bitty house. It's not a castle. That guy that's in that picture, you could see him up the street in the store. He's not a king. She's not a queen. And that pitchfork represents, especially here in Iowa, is food. People that live here in Iowa, we know where our food comes from. It's representing things that are real at a time where things were so difficult. I know that I have had people where they come and they say, and even, you know, they give reviews where, oh, it's just a little house, it's just a window. But I'm hoping that we get people to reach beyond that and understand it's more than just that little house. It is the hope that people held on to during the Great Depression, and that is held true from the 30s clear till, you know, almost 100 years later.
Carrie Nicely, she is the administrator of the American Gothic House Center there in Eldon, Iowa. You can tell us about a remarkable house you know of or about your own adventure in housing. You can do it at marketplace.org.